A victory light.
Top of the day, cowards and patrons. It's your boy, the Camaro. This is Victory Light. You know what I mean? The most illustrious program on the planet. And today, we have a very, very, very special guest. Okay? Someone who's meeting the moment that New York needs. You know why he's doing that? Because he is the moment. Okay? Zohran Mamdani is a state assemblyman. He's representing Queens. He's affectionately referred to as the People's Republic of Astoria. You know what I'm saying? That's Queens for y'all. You know what I mean? If you've never been to Gentlemen's Club, I recommend it. In October of 2024, he officially announced his campaign for mayor of New York City. I got excited. Y'all should get excited. And for the past few months, he's been steadily climbing in the polls. You know what I mean? The numbers are going up, okay? He's winning over New Yorkers with a very simple platform. He wants to make New York more affordable for the people who make it what it is. New Yorkers. Okay? As of this taping, he stands second in ranking or place, alignment, whatever you want to call it, right behind y'all favorite disgraced bozo, bedsore king, nipple ring god, Andrew Cuomo Mozzarella. Okay? But there's a difference between stats and who's actually showing up to vote. Polling aside, we got to show up, yo. Listen to me. Polling aside, we got to show up. Every single vote counts. It's not a joke, bro, especially at the local level. I was making a joke about, like, yo, 3,000 Puerto Ricans ain't gonna swing the vote. They can, okay? So Ramon, Jose, Orlando, y'all get in line, get in formation. I'm looking at you. The Democratic primary is approaching fast, bro. It is right around the corner in June. En junio. June, junio. En español, en inglés. I decided to see if my man Zohran was the real deal. So I sat down with him. You know what I'm saying? We talked about school in Bronx. We're going to get into that. You're going to enjoy that. Retiring from the rapper lifestyle. You know what I mean? It's a very cushy lifestyle to get into politics. The ways how he plans to make New York for us, New Yorkers. You know what I mean? If you were born and raised here, if you got beat up in a public high school, you are a New Yorker. And he's trying to make New York for you. We also do something very important. Something called subway etiquette. You know what I'm saying? And what food is going to be banned in the future? From your nasty freaks eating it on the train. All right? So no bare feet on the train. And we're going to decide once and for all what you could put in your mouth on a train. Ayo. So listen, enjoy the interview and catch me at the polls. I ain't going to be there because I'm in Jersey. But you need to be there. Okay? I can't vote. But I'm going to set up shop and I'm going to watch y'all vote.
A victory light.
Victory light, you know what I'm saying? We are here. This is a momentous occasion. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all, I've been reading the comments. I've been reading them. And y'all think that this is green screen. This is not green screen. This is really victory light. We are really here at BBQ's. This is really Zohran Mamdani, the next man in New York City.
You know what it is?
I said it. You know what I'm saying? So listen, let's get into it right off rip, man, because we both, you know what I'm saying, New York City kids. Grew up on the Upper West Side.
Yes, sir. Morningside Heights.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to
Morningside Heights. Yeah. When I was doing my research, I was like, oh, snap. I was like, yo, my man Zohran went to Bronx Science.
Yes.
I went to D. McClan.
Oh, shit.
I was like, you already know where I'm going with this. I was like, listen, for y'all that don't know New York City history,
it's the two sides.
Bronx Science is on this side.
Yep.
Dewey Clinton is on this side. Yep. Dewey Clinton is the magnet school for robbing Bronx Science kids. You know what I'm saying? At finger point. Yo, give me that steam tech.
Basketball JV team definitely got mugged. I wasn't on it.
Yo, listen, but as a mayor, you know what I mean? Like, you have input into that type of stuff. Because I used to, even as a kid, I was like, why did they put Gen Pop next to the school that you got to test into? And then put Tracy Towers right across the street from that. So, talk about a little bit about that Bronx Science experience, man. Talk to these kids about Bronx high schools, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was an experience, like you said. Look, like many Bronx Science kid, I tried for Stuyvesant, didn't get in. Shout out.
I was about to say, I was like, yo, you're up on what side?
But we say at Bronx Science, at least we get personalities, so we ended up there. It was good, man. I mean, I used to take the one train to the BX10, 231st Street. I'd take the 10, I'd be shouting back door to open it up.
man, back door, man.
And then, but it opened my eyes to New York City. Like, I lived in Morningside Heights. My world at that time was not too far from where I was.
Right.
But then when I went to Bronx Science, most of my close friends by the time I graduated were living in Queens and in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
outer parts, right? We're talking about, like, if you're in Glen Oaks or if you're in Bath Beach.
Well, you're
like,
Middle Village.
You know? it's not simple.
I'm taking a train to a bus.
Exactly.
To a shuttle.
Exactly. But it's, I think this is what it has been for so many kids growing up in this city,
yep.
is you get a glimpse of the world that you love and a sense that life could be so much better than this.
But 100%.
You know?
It's funny because, you know, talking about that, like that growing up, that upbringing, people would look at me and look at you and be like, yeah, these guys might have not got along back in the days. You know what I'm saying? But I am here to tell you that is an egregious mischaracterization of your boy. And it was all right. You know what I'm saying? We probably would have been chilling.
100%.
Having, you know what I'm saying, cheeseburger combos.
You know what it is.
You know what I mean? From Kennedy Fried Chicken, which is halal.
Shout out KFC.
Shout out to KFC, the real KFC. You know what I'm saying? But again, upbringing, a very important part of that is parents.
Mm-hmm.
We both are children of immigrants.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Which probably explains my next question.
Hit it.
Before you ran for state assemblyman in Queens,
yes,
you managed Ross Barkin's state senate campaign in 2018.
Look at you, man.
You know what I'm saying? I got my...
You know what I mean? I got the footnotes.
Yeah, baby. You know what I'm saying? This is journalism. With a capital J. Okay? So you were doing that. That takes a lot of, like, energy, bro.
Yeah.
Was that, like, your parents being like, yo, listen, we ain't come here for nothing, bro. Like, you better get your ass down there, get to work. You know what I mean? Was that entree into politics on purpose? Were you just trying to beef up your college resume? Like,
it actually all began a few years earlier. So, you know, Das Racist, you know, he's
right? Speaking of Bronx Science, I thought one of my Bronx Science graduates from Stuyvesant.
So I used to be a big Das Racist fan. And I remember opening up the Village Voice in 2015. There was an article about Heems endorsing his childhood friend Ali Najmi, who was running for city council. And so I saw this and I was like, I gotta help out. So I took the F train to 169th Street and I would get out and knock on doors for Ali. And he ran, and shout out to my man, he did lose, but that was my entry into local politics. And so from there, I got more involved with a club called the Muslim Democratic Club of New York. And I ended up working on a city council race in Bay Ridge for a Palestinian Lutheran minister.
In Bay Ridge?
Makes like a Republican's head explode.
Right.
Like, what do you mean he's a Palestinian Lutheran minister?
I was
like,
in Bay Ridge?
Here we are.
What are you talking?
Come on.
It's all right. Nah,
come
bro.
On.
Listen, bro. What are we talking
Catch
about here?
Catch up to the present, baby.
Come
this
on. What are we doing?
So I worked on that campaign. It changed my life. That was a campaign I used to do like an hour and a half round trip on the train to get down from Morningside Heights to Bay Ridge. I would sleep. Yeah, I mean, that's how much I believed in it. Because here was a guy who understood that dignity was something that was non-negotiable. Everybody deserves it. We can't keep letting New Yorkers get priced out, and that it's consistent to believe that and want the same things for everybody everywhere.
Yeah.
And after I worked on that, then I became Ross Barkin's campaign manager. And actually my parents, I would say they've just been supportive throughout my life. Whenever I wanted to take a big swing, that I can take it with confidence.
Right.
And the one thing, though, when I ran for state assembly, my mom was like, you don't have to have a master's to do that.
Oh,
I was like, no.
Why?
A bachelor's is sufficient.
Listen,
actually, there's no requirement.
Why do y'all do that? My mom was like, yo, listen, I got a big TV deal, you know what I'm saying? I got a little bit of a bag, it's all right. And then my mom immediately called me and was just like, look, she didn't call me. Let's be real. She did what immigrant mothers do. She left me a 5-minute WhatsApp voice note.
Hit it.
You know what I'm saying? I had to put it on 2x speed. And she was just like, why didn't you get a degree? Wouldn't you get a pay bump if you got a degree? I was like, mom, that is not how show business works. It is not a meritocracy. You know what I'm saying? The studio system is cooked. Okay? And don't let me get on my soapbox. You know what I'm saying? Don't let me get on my soapbox. So was that what made you, like, you know, rub the political coke in your gums? Like, and be like, yo,
no,
we going,
exactly
doing this.
That's exactly how I describe it, actually. It's so funny that you would say that. Whenever I'm at a forum, I'm like, so this is when it happens.
I got the itch, man.
Anybody got any here? No. That's not what I say. That's not how we describe things.
That's just a Merrill thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's a youth thing. This is water.
There's nothing there.
Please.
This is a completely halal set.
This has been sponsored by Andrew Cuomo. He's like hanging out here. Ask him the cocaine question.
Yeah. He'll be like, well, listen, a little toot here and there. All right? Doesn't matter. It makes my nipples relax. Okay?
I'm just here. I'm not engaging.
I'll do all the engagement on that part.
I'm just kidding.
For local mozzarella.
Media engagement.
Oh, man.
Yes, it got me further invested in politics.
Yes, okay. Sidebar. Politics is like a serious game, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be creative, of course, but you also have to be organized. You have to have a high motor, you know what I'm saying? The other thing that you were doing on the side.
High motor.
Yeah, bro.
What's that even mean?
Like, yo, just I'm like, just going, bro. I'm just going nonstop, nonstop. Yeah. Like, I'm not, hey.
Yeah, woe is me.
I need a break. You was doing none of that.
No.
Was it hard to be a budding politician, young guy, takes a lot of energy to do that. Also takes a lot of energy to be a top-tier MC, you know what I'm saying? Young Cardamom was out in the streets. Young Cardamom was out in these streets.
You're very generous.
You know what I'm saying?
You're very generous.
Getting beat packs from everybody, bro. From Biz, Scott Storch was sending you beats, I heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
I read in the paper. Dr. Dre was like, yo, I got you. You know what I'm saying?
We just had one. It was just about to drop.
And then Cameron came and took the beat.
You know?
You know what I'm saying?
Can't believe it.
Crazy. It was crazy work. And then he freestyled.
I'm running to end that.
No more beat stealing.
No more beat stealing.
If the producer says it's yours,
it's yours.
That's it.
It's yours. That's this campaign.
Come on. It's yours.
It's yours.
You know what I mean? But a lot of people, listen, I represent the Bronx on a very.
Shout out to the BX.
You know what I'm saying? All day, you know what I'm saying? East Tree, my kids, bitch, we out here everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Castle Hills, I'm a suit, I you outside.
Bronx Heights.
Yeah,
no,
BX.
No.
Tracy
Not
Towers.
The same flavor.
Yo, Bronx Heights is valid. Bronx Heights is valid.
It's valid.
They, you know,
it's a different slice of the Bronx.
They had North Faces.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
y'all had North Face jackets. You know, not for long. You know, but you had them.
But then you did.
Y'all was so benevolent. Yeah. You know,
generosity from a young age.
Come on. You know, so you know, obviously, like I said, high motor. You're the youngest candidate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people probably. But you know what? When I read that, I was like, nah, fuck that, because you're the youngest candidate out of this bucket of old wash motherfuckers. You know what I mean? You're 33.
Yep.
That is a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's grown-ass man age. My dad was bald already at 33.
Yo, please don't say that.
You know what I'm saying? No, you got a beautiful head of hair.
It's ending. It's ending soon.
This is my hair. This new era hair that I'm wearing right
Next
now.
Next episode in Turkey.
Yo, let's go. Let's go. Or maybe not. Let's wait until...
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Let's wait until Eric Adams is out of here.
And we are paying for that episode.
Yes.
They're not paying for
We're going to invoice. You're going to see all the paperwork.
Yep.
You know, that's what we do. Everything is above board.
Above
you know what
board.
I'm saying? Victory
twice as good.
Twice as good. We got to jump twice as high to get to where they at, right?
A victory light. A victory light.
You are outside. Like, as the kids say, you are outside, fam. You, one day, you're on Fordham Road in the Bronx. Shut the, you know what I'm saying? Fordham. Then you're in Jackson Heights. You're in Queens. You know what I mean? But your job is an opening.
Yes.
And
City of Dreams.
City of Dreams. My brother and sister are both Binghamton Bearcats.
Okay.
So I know that Albany is 28 and a half light years away.
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage to do your, I mean, because you do. You're up there working, busting your ass, and then you're also down here hitting the streets for real. Like, not like just, yeah, I'm going to go to this mixer. I'm like, you in the trenches, bro.
Yeah.
Like, at protests, at like, vigils, whatever, like everywhere, bro. Like, I seen you like in a McDonald's drive-thru serving people. Like, just going crazy.
That's next week, bro.
I'm telling you. So, how do you find time to do these things and also stay on top of your job? Unlike some people, that's the mayors of New York. You know what I'm saying right now? I'm just saying. I'm doing the engagement here today.
No, this engagement I can do.
You feel me?
Like,
I can translate everything. You know what I mean? Like, you're thinking. I got telepathy, you know?
I mean, it's tough, man, you know, but you got to find the hours, because if you want to lead a city of 8.5 million people, you have to show them that you're ready to work.
Right.
And a lot of my life is lived on the Amtrak, you know, like 15-minute increments on a Google Calendar. Like, I got to make it to Moynihan at this time, then I got to get on the A train, then I got to go over there. But that's what New York City is.
Yep.
New York City is hustling. It's grinding. It's working your hardest. And I think what's so frustrating is that people have not seen leadership that has matched the grind of New Yorkers themselves.
Yeah.
And at the very least, you can show that you are trying.
Right.
You are doing everything you can.
Young Cardamom spitting, bro. You
just
crazy?
Out here.
That's bars, bro. That's
100
real.
Streams a day.
Come on. 50 monthly active
you
listeners
know,
on
you
Spotify.
Know, am I one of them? Yes. Am I two of them? Maybe.
You know, I'm the third.
I got three phones. That's three users. You know? If you don't invest in yourself.
Right?
If you don't listen to yourself,
that
who
part,
will?
That part. Believing your dreams.
I bought this.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, streaming money. You think this ice is free? This ice is not free. Not in this economy.
No. And this. And listen, it is 80 degrees today. So dude, that ice is like this extra tariff on
huge,
that ice.
Like, yeah. You know? Yeah. Multi-purpose.
And listen, again, I talked about the high motor, man, and you said it like you have to be. You got to show New Yorkers that you're ready to hustle. You're ready to throw down for them. You're ready to essentially be the Josh Hart in the garden that is New York City, diving on the floor for loose balls, getting second chance rebounds,
like, but just no property tax exemption.
Exactly.
No, we're not taking the James Dolan economic approach.
No, we're not doing that. You know what I'm saying?
But yes, we're doing the hustle.
Talk about that, because there's a lot of people that like are informed but not informed. Yeah. They're informed in the sense of like, I know about this dude. Like, he's intriguing, he's exciting. You know, the young people is with you. I consider myself a young 40.
Here we
you know
go.
What I'm saying? So I'm with
Here
you. You know what I'm saying? I'm riding with you. The younger generation is with you. How do you get to those like entrenched, older, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, I'm an establishment guy. You know what I mean? This guy's talking about a lot of crazy stuff. He wants to freeze rents. He wants city-owned supermarkets. That's crazy. What's next? Chamomile tea on every corner? How's he going to do that? It's getting cold. You know what I'm saying? For the window. How do you convince those people, like, yo, these are things that I can realistically accomplish?
You know, I think the first thing is you engage with that conversation. You know, a lot of times in politics, the impulse is to just write somebody off if they don't fully believe at first glance. And, you know, you were saying Fordham Road. One of the first times I went to Fordham Road during this campaign was to talk to people who voted for Trump and to ask them, why did you vote? And actually listen to them.
Right.
And when you open a conversation listening instead of lecturing, it allows someone to also engage with you in a different way. Because a lot of these voters, 50 and above, these are voters who've been let down time and time again. You know, just as much as we've been let down by politicians, they've been let down that many more times. And so I understand. You've heard promises. And that's why it's my job to present the plan to actually do it. So when I say we're going to freeze the rent for 2.5 million New Yorkers, I explain we're going to do it through the Rent Guidelines Board. The mayor appoints all the appointees. We've done this before under de Blasio, 3 rent freezes. It's time to do it again. Landlord revenue is going up 12%. It's time for that relief for tenants. And when we're talking about fast and free buses, universal childcare, people ask me, how are you going to pay for it? And instead of laughing them off and saying, that's a bad faith question, I engage with it. Because ultimately, we have to pay for it, and we put forward a plan to raise $10 billion a year that would raise the top corporate tax rate to the radical socialist utopia of New Jersey, 11.5%. We would match what they got over there, shout out to New Jersey, for that one specific issue. And very, very tight shout out. And then we would raise income taxes on New Yorkers who make more than $1 million a year by a flat 2%. These are rounding errors for the wealthiest New Yorkers that will actually benefit them and every working class New Yorker by making the city more affordable.
Right.
And when you tell people that, it starts to demystify. Because people have been told their whole life, this is as good as it's going to get.
Right.
And if you want to keep this, vote for me. If you want to lose this, vote for that person. But what if this isn't enough? What if this isn't enough to feed your family? That's what this campaign is speaking to, is the person who can't live off of crumbs, to say that you could actually have more than this.
That hits home for me because, much like Eric Adams, I rep New York City, but I live in New Jersey.
At least you're honest.
You know what I'm saying? And I keep it funky. Shout out to Franklin Lakes. You know what I'm saying? But one of the most heartbreaking things I ever had to do was leave the Bronx. Like, I love the Bronx. I had a sense of community there. I had friends and family and people that I had known for 20, 30 years. And when it was time to, like, you know, hey, we want to own a home. We want to live somewhere and say, hey, this is a house. I'm going to buy this house. I'm going to pass it down to you and you and you and you. And this house is going to be in our family for generations, which is like kind of like the American dream, right?
Pretty straightforward.
Right. Yeah. Pretty straightforward. Work hard. Save up money. Put a down payment on a house.
Stability.
Stability, right? And if something goes crazy, borrow against your house.
Yeah.
Do all this stuff. Two things. Financial literacy in the Bronx is stagnant. It's terrible. We gotta fix that. There's a lot of things going on, but my main thing is making what you're saying about rent freezes and all that stuff, making home like living in New York affordable keeps New Yorkers in New York.
Exactly. I mean, there are too many people who don't even know if they'll be able to call themselves New Yorkers next year, right? People who commute in from New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. I mean, every time.
It's crazy, you know, bro. And I'll be getting killing me on a Lincoln Tunnel.
It doesn't have to be that way, right? Like, all of my boys that I grew up with when they talk about settling down, having kids, it's like the expectation that's already there is suburbs, Long Island,
yep.
moving. And that's not the way it has to be in this right. city.
It's funny that you said that, because Fat Joe was just like, yo, they calling you Hollywood at the bodega yet? And I was like, yeah. He's like, why? And he's like, well, you got to move to New Jersey. Because if you're from the Bronx, you move to Jersey. If you're from Queens or Brooklyn, you got to move to Long Island. I was like, is that it? That's like the formula?
Yeah.
But to your point, it's like,
have to be.
It shouldn't be that.
This is for the guys being called Hollywood at the bodega.
Come on.
This is to keep those guys in their homes.
I'm an inspirational figure.
Come on.
Like, if you are living in New York City, if I live in New York City, we are inspiring the next generation of young New Yorkers, young creators, young leaders. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
To stay in New York.
You know, and listen, let's get more into the Bronx a little bit. The Bronx, man, the polls, you're right in there under Cuomo. Mm-hmm. I really need the Bronx to wake up. I'm talking to you. Like, as a Bronxite, I'm talking to y'all in the Bronx. I really need the Bronx to wake up. How do you speak to those people? Because I tell people all the time, I'm like, the guy that's driving the 12 bus is not, you know, he might want to, but he might not have the time. You know, he might get home after a shift, have to take care of some kids, have to do stuff around the house, have to pay bills, do X, Y, Z. So there's not a lot of, like, free time to research and do, like, hey, let me learn about these candidates. Let me learn about this.
People are busy.
Yeah, people have, like...
People are tired.
You said it. Like, New Yorkers, always on the hustle, on that grind, like, trying to get to the next thing. The Bronx especially is extremely working class. Those are the people that are getting bussed in to work here, downtown, you know, et cetera. How do we get the messaging to those people? Listen, Zoran, all the things that he's proposing are realistic. They're not pie in the sky. Mm-hmm. They can happen. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was pissed off because we had free UPK in New York City right before I moved to Jersey, bro. Like, right before I moved to Jersey. Like, I'm moving, like, I'm closing on the house, and they're like, free UPK. I was like, now y'all wanna do this, bro? This would've kept me in the city. This would've kept me. That's an extra 20 a year, bro. That would've kept me in the city. So, things like that, how do we speak to those people, the working class people, the bus drivers, the guy, you know, slicing the deli meat, you know, Abdul at the corner store, Jose at the bodega, you know what I mean? Like, how do we convince them that you are for real?
You know, I think...
Because what these other guys do, like Cuomo, for example, they're great at branding.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let me brand... Like, yo, there's a bridge named after my pops. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so the tap is
it's the
me.
Tap, bro.
It's
yeah,
the tap.
Thank you.
Come on.
Dab, fuck out of here. Stop renaming shit, bro. I don't even like RFK, bro. That's the Triborough. You know what I'm saying? Cut it out. But to the point, those guys are coming in with, like, branding and, like, smoke and mirrors. How do you show the people that it's like, bro, that's not what I'm about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm about real action.
Yep. I'm all about that action, boss. Look, I think that it's a few things. The first is, right now, we're in second place, like you said, but still 50% of New Yorkers don't know who I am. They don't even know what this campaign is about. And in some ways, that is a challenge. In other ways, it's an opportunity. Because it's actually easier to introduce yourself than it is to persuade someone to feel differently about you.
Right.
Right. We have 100% of New Yorkers know who Cuomo is. He doesn't have more than half of New Yorkers' support. He is still, with that 100% name recognition, still at around mid-30s, low-40s. So that's an opportunity. And what we've been doing is we've raised $8 million, the maximum you can raise in New York City mayoral campaign. Faster than any other campaign. Thank you, my man. Thank you. 18,000 donors. Thank you to you guys.
That's without the acronyms donated. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's just people with full names and not the Turkish governments.
A victory light. A victory light.
For example, today we're going up on TV as the first campaign to have an ad on television. And that's going to be playing during the Knicks game to tell people what our actual plan is to make the city affordable and how we are in contrast to Cuomo cutting public sector pensions, to Cuomo cutting Medicaid, to Cuomo stealing hundreds of millions of dollars from the MTA, sometimes to subsidize upstate ski resorts,
bro.
You know, and making that contrast. So I think part of it is the same thing you're saying earlier. New Yorkers over 50 watching TV, 5 million people watch TV every day in New York City. How do we get to that? The other thing is, look, I grew up in New York City. Yo no hablo español, pero I can try, right? So I was out there with a friend of mine, line after line, studying. We made a video in Spanish. And what this means is that a lot of our supporters can share it with their parents, with their, you know, with their abuela, with whomever in their life. because you have to speak to New Yorkers in the language they speak in the medium that they're engaging in, as opposed to being like, why isn't anyone finding out about us? You can't, mm-hmm. you can't feel bad for yourself. You have to actually bring the case to people themselves.
Right, right. And yo, Mrs. Martinez and Mr. Martinez, AKA Papi and Mommy, they are riding with Zoran. You know what
Let's
I'm saying?
Go.
Like, you know what I mean? They're locked in.
That might have to be the next video.
Hey, yo hablo español. Por si acaso, yo hablo español. Y no un español regular. Español dominicano, papi. Español con flow, con sazón.
Claro que sí.
Con piquete. Este tigre sabe de lo que habla, ¿ok? So, ponte en flow que este tigre tiene todos los códigos para New York City, ¿ok? Actívase.
Ya tú sabes.
Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Listen, again, like we said, we all know homie, you know what I'm saying? Like his background, his pedigree, yada, 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 yada. You know, there's a lot of outer borough Italians with short-term memories. You know what I mean? Like, how do we, listen, I'm gonna speak to, I'm gonna engage on this one. Joey, Tony, listen, you don't want to pay higher rents. I know you don't. So just vote for him. That's it. It's that simple, bro. Like, when you talk to people about their pocket,
yeah,
they listen. You know what I mean? So, yo, Tony, Vinny, Joey, all of y'all, put down the MAGA merch for a second. Think about where you live. You know what I'm saying? Think about what your community is like. And think about how your rent goes up every year.
Every year.
Every year.
9% on our Adams.
Crazy. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm in Jersey and I'm paying less on my mortgage than you are for your two-bedroom apartment where Carmella's yelling at you and Michael Anthony is down in the basement doing God knows what. You know what I'm saying? Probably calling me slurs on Fortnite. You know what I'm saying? Tighten up, y'all. You know what I mean? Like, the future of New York City is in your hands, okay? Don't fuck up. Speaking of that, do you feel like that kind of, like, disconnect between, like, the youth who you got in a frenzy, you know what I'm saying? And, like, the older heads who are kind of, like, either apathetic, uninformed, or are like, well, I don't know about this. Yeah, guy's name is weird. I don't know, dude. Yeah. I like a guy, yeah, give me a guy with a regular name like Joe or Bob. You know, I mean, like, a, you know, like, a, just give me a white guy. How do, like, when you go to speak to these older people, are you met with, like, or is it, or, like, do they receive your messaging
I think
well?
They receive it. It's just, can I get in the door? If I can get into that space, then I can have that conversation. And that's where our campaign from the jump has been about, give me an opportunity, we'll get in the door. Even if, especially if it's with people who don't like me, who might even hate me.
Yeah.
Because so often politics, it's just a caricature, it's a cartoon. So when you have to engage with someone as a person, even if you disagree with them, you can understand, oh, this person's not actually what I thought they were. This
right.
person's not what it was made out to be on page 10 of the New York Post. This person is someone who I don't have the same agreements with, but I know this is a New Yorker who's looking out for the best in New York City. And even, you know, the other day I was on a podcast with retired cops.
Wow.
We were chatting and I knew that we had disagreements,
yeah,
but we were still talking through them. And that's what we need more of in New York City. And that's how we grew up in New York City.
Yeah.
Right. Some of your closest friends are the people that you most vehemently disagreed with.
100%.
And yet now what we're trying to say is that, you know, either you're with me on everything or you're against me on everything. And that's not how
that's
the city is.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Ed Koch said, if you agree with me on 9 out of 12 issues, vote for me. 12 out of 12 see a psychiatrist. And that's what I've been telling people is there's room for this disagreement. Let's just make sure we know it's actually grounded in humanity and a belief in the city.
Damn. Listen, I'm going to fill up a United Palace with Dominicans and we're gonna do something because I got to play this for all the titis uptown.
Please.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have three very, like, kind of tentpole policies that you're running on. Can you break them down for the people? Because this is what we're going to show them at United Palace.
Yep. So we have 8.5 million people living in New York City. About 2.5 million live in rent-stabilized housing. That means the city determines if their rent goes up every year or not at all. And that's done through a board called the Rent Guidelines Board. 9 members, the mayor appoints each one. This mayor called himself real estate. He's raised the rent 9%. Andrew Cuomo has, you know, become even closer with the Real Estate Board of New York, and it's likely he would be raising those rents as well. We've said, when we look at the facts, the median household income of these tenant households, $60,000 a year. The revenue for these landlords going up 12%. We need a freeze. We need relief for New Yorkers.
Right.
Because, look, when a lot of us are working in jobs where there might be a raise, 1%, 2% increase might not sound like a lot.
But a lot of these tenants are seniors on fixed incomes.
Mm-hmm.
There is no extra money that they can find. I've had an 82-year-old woman come into my district office in Astoria and say, my rent is now double my Social Security and my landlord is filing for eviction. Can you help me? And yes, we helped her. We spent 6 months to get every single city resource, but that is not scalable citywide.
Right.
We need a systematic approach. So we're saying we're gonna freeze the rent for those 2.5 million New Yorkers, give them that stability that they know this year is gonna be the same as next year. It's the same rent check.
Right.
Because for many of them, that's the same thing with their own checks, their own salaries. They're not changing, right? Across the country, inequality is going down. New York City, it's going up. The second major thing is the bus. We were talking about the BX, you know? The BX10 shout outs. We have more than 1 million New Yorkers ride the bus every day. We have the slowest buses in the country. Average speed, 8 miles an hour. Like, you and me walk faster when
jogged.
We're late.
Yeah,
right?
I've jogged down Fordham and beat the 12 bus.
I have caught up to a bus when I have missed it. I have ran after the BX10. I've been like, yo. And then they open up the door because it's so slow. And like, I'm happy in that moment that it was slow, but ultimately that's not a public transit system that's world class. We deserve one that is.
That's true. Our entire existences, the bus has been so slow.
So slow.
That when speed came out, I thought it was a sci-fi movie, dog. I was like, hey, buses don't go this fast.
You like,
this
what in the world I could believe this?
Yeah.
This
is crazy. A bus going 30 miles an hour? Ain't no way.
This is nuts.
No way. This is not happening.
Look, New York City, we like to talk about ourselves as the best in the world. And I love this city. But Bogota moves 40,000 people in an hour on a bus. We don't even move 35,000 people in a day on a bus. That's the closest we get is the most frequented bus in New York City. It's barely that.
Bruh.
You know, so what we're gonna do is make buses fast and free. And I've actually achieved parts of this as a state assembly member. I won a fare free bus pilot program. We made one bus route free in every borough. And in the BX, we did the BX18A. And I gotta give a shout out to a Bronx assembly member, Amanda Septimo, who was a big part of actually making that happen. And when we did this, ridership went up by up to 38%. Assaults on bus drivers dropped by 38.9%.
Yeah, because you're arguing, yo, well,
you're just getting on. You're just getting on and off.
I'm short 5 cents.
Nothing. You're just in and out.
That's it.
In and out. And we saw the most significant increase in riders was New Yorkers who made $28,000 a year or less. So economic relief, public safety benefits, accessibility benefits, and finally, environmental benefits, because 11% of new riders got out of the car they were driving, the taxi they were taking, got on the bus. So that's fewer cars on the road. That's easier for you when you get out the Lincoln Tunnel.
You know what I'm saying?
To get around.
Thank you.
Because more people on the bus.
I'm coming here to put dollars in New York City. You know what I'm saying?
Ride at Dallas Barbecue, baby.
Yeah, Mom, Donnie the commie. Commie, this guy wants free buses. He wants your apartments to be freezing. That's what he says. He wants to freeze your homes. He wants to freeze your apartments. Why would you do that? Why would he do that? I've done a lot of work in homes and apartments, not for the blacks, but for people in general. And I will say one thing. A warm apartment is a happy apartment. Zoran, it's Mom Donnie the commie. Wants to freeze your homes and your apartments. It's disgusting. Sick, really. When you think about it. Yo, Doc, if you think that, you are out of your mind, bro. Take your vitamins, man. Eat some bread.
B1.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Multigrain.
B1.
God damn it. Listen, man, thank you for your time. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you for coming through, you know what I mean? The city needs you. We need you. And I need you to answer these questions.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I was like, where's that period coming? Where's that comma coming?
This is a little segment, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? This is the best show. This is the best podcast. Don't even call it a podcast, bro. This is high level art.
This is a moment in
New York history right now. Because we've heard about Burrito Gate. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Big Spence.
You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy.
Shout out to Big Spence in the house, you know what I mean? Getting candids of my man deep throwing a burrito for no reason. That's crazy work, bro.
How did you do that?
No,
I gotta take. Leadership is taking responsibility.
Yeah.
I posted that photo.
See? Accountability, bro.
I gotta own up to that moment.
New York City.
2 million people saw that photo that I posted.
And that's what percentage of New York City is that?
It's too high. It's too high.
It's just
like the rent.
It's too damn high. So,
since stop looking at that photo.
Stop it. If you've had a burrito on the train,
yes,
sir. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying it right now. You're the mayor of New York City. As the next mayor of New York City, what foods are permissible to eat on a train? I'm gonna give you a list. I'm not just gonna have you freestyling off the top of the dome. You know what I'm saying? MC Cardamom is as that day that ship has sailed. You know what I'm saying? A burrito obviously is okay to eat, right?
Here's the key with the burrito.
Okay.
You cannot spill. You cannot spill. To me, that's the etiquette. You cannot eat on the train and spill. You gotta be there. If you're in a rush, if you need to, that's where I feel like permissible.
Okay, got you. So burrito's cool. A fat bowl of sancocho, you know what I'm saying? From the old lady on 181st.
I'm gonna say that's a platform.
That's
not the train.
Yeah, it can't be in store on the train.
That's not the train. There's platform foods. There's not train foods.
Okay, got you. So, listen, if you're getting a third-degree burn bowl of sancocho, bro, that is for the platform.
Please.
That's not for you to trip.
That's not the Q train.
Yeah, no. Please don't do that. That's not for the 6 train when it goes around the turn.
Nope.
Or for Asta.
Nope.
And you'd be like, oh, no, don't do that. Chicken and lamb over rice. This is a two-part question.
Look, I want to be honest. I've done it.
Real one.
Would I recommend it? Probably not.
Nah.
But again, if you can hold yourself together, if you don't spill even a grain, that's permissible. But
okay.
Look, ultimately, should I not have taken this photo now? And ended up in this moment.
Yo, listen, we're here now. But you are an accountable guy. This is showing accountability.
I gotta own it.
This is showing that you own your mistakes,
yeah.
or it's just a part of the game, baby. Like, yo, I'm just a
little burrito on the Q train. I'm gonna eat you.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Up next, same dish, chicken, lamb, over rice.
Okay.
But with mad white sauce on it.
No, too dangerous. Too dangerous.
You might.
Come on, that's a little
And then
too much.
Right on the baby
too
with
much.
The iPad.
Too much.
Yeah, don't want that. Okay.
Take the backpack off. Put that down.
Out of here. Platform food. Got
platform
it.
Platform food.
This is a very, as a Dominican, this is very important beach dining for us.
Okay.
Spaghetti in a big caldero. Dominican spaghetti. You know Dominican spaghetti is different.
Yes.
It's not the.
No. it's a remix.
Yeah.
That's not a Subway food. That's not a Subway food.
To quote my man Kareem Rama, 100% disagree.
You agree? You think it's a Subway food?
I eat spaghetti anywhere. Dominicans eat spaghetti on the beach. That means Dominicans will eat Dominican spaghetti, though. It's not a lot of sauce in it. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of tomato paste.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's pasty. It's hard to
paste
spill.
Paste is dangerous.
It's hard. You know, it's not very, that's too liquidy. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay, look. After June 24th. Let's revisit this.
See? That's what this is. Sensible dialogue. You
I
want to
be there and witness you.
This is what we want.
I want to bear witness to this moment.
This is what we want from the mayor of New York.
We're trying to build.
Dialogue. You know what I'm saying? A sushi platter from Gristides.
Ooh. John Katzimides.
I used to call it when I was at Hunter College, Gristilis.
You know?
Because I used to get free lunch all the time. I mean, allegedly. Well,
look, allegedly, but also, they are pricing their stuff way too high.
It's a little bit
right?
crazy.
Like, there is no better epitome of the price gouging in produce, I think, than with a lot of these Gristilis joints. Look, sushi on the train, as long as you don't have the soy sauce.
Got you.
Dry sushi. You good?
Dry sushi. Last two.
That's the next mixtape.
Dry sushi. Yo, the camera.
Dry sushi.
You know what I'm saying? VL. You know what I mean? We're here. Last one. Dallas BBQ sticky wings.
Ooh. Who plays this question? How could this happen to me? I think wings is too far.
Wings is too far.
What are you going to do with your hands?
And the bones after. Right? You can't just be like,
no,
and wipe it on somebody. That's crazy work.
Etiquette.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're flying in.
Oh, my God. What?
They're flying in. Yo.
Okay.
Victory light. Zoro, my daddy, the next man in New York City. You know what I'm saying? We here. Talk to your aunties. Talk to your cousins. Talk to your nephews, your nieces, your uncles, your grandpa, your grandma. Tio, everybody. This man needs to be the next mayor of New York City. We need it, okay? Tony, Vinny, Joey, remember what I told you?
Michelangelo.
He wants to freeze your rent. You know what I'm saying? He wants city-owned grocery stores, man, so you don't got to go to Gristini's and pay $38 for California rolls.
Tell him.
You know what I'm saying? He's got plans that'll make sense for us. You know what I mean? I might be able to move back to the Bronx. That would be the greatest day of my life, bro. Please, let's make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Victory Light, Zoran Mamdani, next man in New York City, we here, baby. You know what I'm saying? BX, turn it up. Turn it up, BX. Stop playing with me or I'm coming.
A Victory Light. A Victory Light.